Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully, Lance is going to pick up because I just got here. Hey, Lance, it's Fabi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How's it going, boss man?
Hold on. Let me run this commercial real quick so we can get this show going. I got to put this on real quick. Hold on, everybody. That's your live show. Hang on.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
So, Lance, make sure you get your photos taken care of, all right, buddy?
You're telling me, of course, man. From Paul's Photos, that's the spot, man. You cannot deny the quality, the skill of all the photographers there.
Hey, dude, have you ever had one of those days where just, you know, you're running everything last minute, everything's going wrong? Well, today was one of those days. You know what I'm saying? But real quick for the people, listeners, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. I got my man Lance Winters with me. I'm sorry. I call him Lance Bully. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you by your shoot name or whatever. But see, that's what's going on with the day or whatever. I'm all over the place. Sonia's not going to be with us today. She's doing something dumb like working or whatever, making real money. But, you know, I got to tell you, man, real quick, Adam Woods is going to be with us at the 7:15 mark. Now, Lance, we're supposed to have Moyzilla on at about the 7:45 mark. Is that still a go?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you shoot me a number when you get a chance? Just text that to me, and we'll put him up about 7:45 mark. So we got Moyzilla coming in at about 7:47, 7:47. If you've been listening to the show, you know that Lance, you know when you're driving down the freeway and the freeway comes to like a big time stop, and then on the right, for some reason, that lane is open, so people will just go 100 miles an hour past you and then try to squeeze in right before you get to the off ramp or wherever it is. That's kind of the path Moyzilla got to take to get the title shot for the UWC World Championship, which is coming up August 27th. So we got people, dude, what's up, man? I thought it was going to be AJ Mana or it's going to be Guerrero Nuclear or whatever. So we'll have him on, talk a little bit about that, because they did have a match before, and I believe if Drew was right, he ended up beating him or something. So we got to talk about that. So we'll get him in at 7:45, and then we'll get Adam Woods in about the 7:15 mark. So for the people who, you know, we just got on the air or whatever, Lance and I have been back and forth all day today because I don't want to say last minute, Lance, because it's been on the table for a minute, but Paul's Photo is a big sponsor from like almost the beginning. Hang on a second. All we hear is that dog. Lance, can you hear that dog barking in the background?
I hear a little something going on. I don't know if it's a dog barking or what. But
right across from me is a duplex that has a balcony. Okay. First of all, the guy's from Minnesota. They moved in maybe about, I'm going to say, 4 months ago or whatever, straight from – used to wrestle for the University of Minnesota, cauliflower ears, the whole nine yards. And his girlfriend and him moved out here because he got a better job, right? So he's in the duplex next to us. And up top they have a really nice balcony. So he's got some friends over there having some beers or whatever. Nice people. But the people who live in front of him, hardcore beans. I mean, Mexican, I mean, rancheros from, and they've been having parties since day one. And those parties, you know, those Mexican parties that last 3 days, like they have everybody over on Friday and they have the banda, which is just like a drum and a tuba. And that's it. And that shit goes all night. Then the Saturday, they had a DJ and they had a taco truck and all this stuff. And the music is full blast. Now, these people from Minnesota, they ain't never seen that crap before. So I'm telling them, hey, man, you know, that's kind of the way it is, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, it's cool, man. You know, no problem. So then Saturday, everybody spent the night. Sunday, they had mariachis. And they had breakfast, like they had menudo. I guess they had everybody spend the night so they wouldn't drive home drunk. So they just left. His name was Jason. They left. They just fucking were leaving. So today they're having their friends over, and they're sitting on the balcony. They're having some beers, you know, or whatever. But the neighbors on purpose left their little chihuahua out. And he's been barking since 5 o'clock, dude. You know what I mean? And I think they did it on purpose to just to be idiots. You know what I mean? So anyways, that's what I guess it's going to go on for a while. It's going to be barking or whatever. But anyways, Manny and Mark Common from Paul's Photos, they talked. And you haven't been to any of the photo shoots over there at Paul's Photos, right, Lance? We've had like 3 of them.
No, I haven't had a chance. You know, this is my first time being contractually obligated under the United Wrestling Council banner. So no, I have not been there yet. But this weekend sounds like a great time to go get some.
Well, let me tell you something. I am the most unphotogenic person on this earth. Okay, I wasn't blessed and born with dashing good looks like Lance Bully over here. But they even made me look good, because what it is, and I'll explain it real quick for the people who listen to us on UWC Radio. Mark has a advanced class, you know, for photography. They use these really, you know, I don't know what you call those cameras that have the wide angle lenses and all this stuff, and they have this specific lighting and this backgrounds. And in the back of Paul's Photos, they have these really nice murals. Okay. And they take pictures and everything. So when the graduating class is done, what they do is they've had all the lucha guys come down, which is pretty cool, because they got the masks on, and you know, you come in your gear and they take these really cool pictures with this nice lighting and these murals that are in the background and everything. They really come out good. And then they could, you know, kind of put this on their resume and, you know, look at, these are some of the pictures I took or whatever. So that's what's happening Saturday. So I'm supposed to be in San Diego for Epic Fights. You know, I got a camo show out there, and Manny calls me. First of all, he called me on Monday. Dude, I messed up my back. You know, I'm really in bad shape. It's hard for me to walk, blah, 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 whatever. Now, just between us, Lance, because it's just you and I think he's trying to get back into training. So I don't know if he went to go train and went balls out Rambo. I don't know, tried to do a 450 or whatever. So I think that's what happened. So anyways, he's laid up. So I'm like, well, you know, he goes, so I'm trying to get an epidural so I can make sure I'm there, blah, 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 whatever. He's getting worse. So I talked to him on Wednesday. He's like, bro, I don't know if I'm going to be able to be there, you know what? And I'm like, well, dude, you know, we got to pick up the pace, because, you know, he's going to have a bunch of people there to take pictures. We got to have some wrestlers down there. I talked to him today, and he's like, there's no way, bro, that I'm going to make it. You know, you got to help me out or whatever. So I called Lance. We've been on the phone all day. Lance has been trying to get a hold of some of his guys. Now, even though we're on there, were you able to talk to, like, who's your main guys? Warhog, Red Spider Rudo, Silver Tiger. Have you been able to get a hold of any of those guys?
Oh, yeah. The Beasts of War are constantly working. You know, we're a four-man power band, so if one of us is working, the other three are listening, and I send out that mass text. I let them know. They love getting them their moment in the spotlight and the sunshine, so I'm still waiting for a response, but it's out there. The net has been cast.
Well, this is good, because somebody like Red Spider Rudo, who's huge, they have the wide-angle lens that can actually fit him in the picture. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to come out good. And, you know, talking about, you know, this faction that's going to take over the world, the Lance Bully going through Table Factor or whatever, we can get a picture of you, Red Spider Rudo, Warhog, and Silver Tiger. Man, we'll put that up. That thing will go worldwide. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. We would love the opportunity to be front page and center the four of us, the beast of war, looking elegant, looking magnificent due to the people, the professional skills in that wide angle lens.
Right. Now, before we, you know, before we get to Adam Woods, whatever, this is probably what I'm going to get a lot of emails and a lot of messages and stuff on. What will you be wearing for this photo shoot? Because, of course, Red Spider and them are going to come in the mascaras with all their gear. Now, I have a suggestion for you, because what I'm thinking, especially for somebody like Lance, is probably just a pair of black Speedos, no knee pads, no wrestling boots, nothing, just a pair of Speedos and some spray tan and a lot of baby oil. What do you think?
It hasn't been done yet. It can definitely be innovated. I think that people would love to see Lance a little more revealed for the summertime.
Well, let me tell you, you stick with me, buddy, and you're going to be going places or whatever. So we'll take
to the moon.
We'll take that into consideration. We'll put you right up front. But the funny thing is, which was, I've told this story a few times, when we did the first one, you know, Guyam came, him and Enigma de Oro, they came and you know, they, which is kind of tradition for the Mexican wrestlers, they wear like a cape or whatever. So what they did was they had Guyam like kind of run like a brisk jog to make the cape kind of fly so that they could take a picture or whatever. So they must have done it about 20 times. Oh, well, go back again because we want to get this in the background. Well, we want to try this. So he's running back and forth. It's about 105 degrees out there, dude. I mean, it's just – so he finally finishes. He's got his hands on it. He's like, I go, hey, you good? He goes, dude, I'm more blown up doing pictures than wrestling a 60-minute match. You know me. That's the first thing I'm going to do with Kai, because Guyam says he's going to come down. If he comes down, I'm going to say, make sure you get a picture of him in the cape and also the new students. But yeah, it's pretty cool. And we'll blow him away. What do you think about that, Lance?
Oh, that sounds great. especially because this might be the last time Guyam gets a chance to get his photo taken before his match. And we all know how that might end. Again, big bad Tony Ray.
Well, yeah. He's got a bull rope match coming up, so maybe that'll help him get in shape or whatever. So we look forward to that. And I don't know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be open to the public. I mean, you and I might have to do a live broadcast from there if I can get my equipment back from Pete Jr. Pete Jr., if you're listening, bring my equipment back, please. I need to record. So maybe we could do a live broadcast and get it out there to the people. So we'll work on that. But let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. You know what, Lance, for some reason, when I say Adam Woods, I feel like going, Adam Woods, baby. What do you think?
Yeah, Adam Woods, baby.
All right. We'll be right back with Adam Woods. Hang on, everybody. I got to tell you, I remember back when I was working for OTM Radio, I had a big match with Guyam, Mexican death match, street fight, whatever. And we, you know, we had legit heat or whatever back then. And so I had to call Lance to come down to the wrestling guy store and do the show, because I couldn't be the host and be having him on there because we kept going. As a matter of fact, Hector Canales ended up getting in between us or whatever before that. So that's why when Lance, I can honestly say, when we need somebody that is of the utmost professionalism, this is why we call you, right? I mean, it's not only me, it's worldwide, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not a game. It's not a joke. This is a professional business and needs to be taken very seriously. And as much of a hot-headed person as I am, I do like to call things right down the middle, because what's fair is fair, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, and business is business. You know what I'm saying? It's all about drawing that crowd. And I don't. Why would you end up getting in a fight for free when you're going to fight and people are actually going to come to pay to see it? So that's why we call people like Bully Lance, Bully Zone Lance, to come and take care of that. So let's get Adam Woods in here. There's a bunch of stuff I want to talk about, man. So, and I'm glad he's coming on so we can get some of this stuff.
Please leave your message for 66156.
Let me shoot him the number, Lance, as I
no
do
worries.
That. You know, I don't know why that happens, man. You know, Blog Talk, let's get it together. Hold on a second here. Let me just put this on here. We have a slight break in the dog barking. So I'm going to call this number. I'm going to send it to him so the people who are listening, if you want to call in yourself, you can call 563-999-3016. Okay? 563-999-3016. So I sent that number to Adam. I don't know what happens. You know, it even happens sometimes when I call Sonia. So I don't know, depending on the kind of phone that you have or whatever. I don't know if he's, you know, if Adam Woods is on, what's it called? Track phone, pay as you go or whatever. So hopefully he'll call in. So we won't put his number out over there. Oh, I think this is him right here. Let me see here. Press that button right there. Hey, Adam, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yes, absolutely. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Real quick for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. I got my man Bully Zone Lance with me, and no Sonia today because she's working, making the big bucks out there. But on the line with us right now, somebody I've been wanting to get on for a while, and it's funny how things work out. I finally got to talk to him, Adam Woods. So real quick, Lance, say hi to Adam Woods.
Hey, what's going on, Adam? How you been?
Long time no see, Lance. How are you, bro?
I'm doing well. I'm very happy to have you on tonight. I'd love to have a quick little chit-chat and get down to the dirty business of everything.
Yeah, you're
in everybody's – you're everywhere.
Yeah, when you're talking Adam Woods, you're talking very well-rounded. So I was doing a show called Gym Crashers for a little while, and then, you know, OTM came back, and I had to go back. Well, I mean, I didn't have to, but I went back to OTM and started working with them. So I didn't get to do too much with Adam, and we hadn't seen each other for a while. And then, unfortunately, the circumstances, you know, that were beyond our control, I saw him when they had the little thing for Ryan Spinks or whatever, and we started talking. I'm like, dude, man, you got to come. I forgot all about, you know, UWC podcasts and everything like that. So I'm like, boy, you got to come on. And you know, come on the show so we can wrap it. So before we get into some of the things that I want to talk to you about, talk a little bit about that, Adam. I know not only do you you know, MMA and, you know, some jiu-jitsu, judo, hitting up some of these dojos and stuff like that, but you also do pro wrestling too, right? I mean, you're a man of both worlds.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I kind of look at the world as combat sports, and pro wrestling is a combat sport. If Josh Barnett, as a catch wrestler, can beat Dean Lister and sub him for the first time in 7 years. And, you know, everybody knows how, I mean, Dean Lister's the boogeyman, literally the boogeyman, you know. So, you know, pro wrestling is a sport to me. You know, if Sakuraba is the Gracie Hunter and or killer, you know, Minoru Suzuki, you know, Funaki, right? They started Pancrase, and look at, you know, the likes of Josh Barnett and, you know, Boz Rutten have all been champions there, and a litany of others. Gary Albright, a name who I think gets lost in the ether, and especially behind, like, Gaijin talent, like Dr. Gus Steve Williams and what have you. Gary Albright was, you know, a king of Pancrase, whether he had the title or not. So, yeah, man, everything, you know, that's punchy, kicky, slam on you on the neck type stuff, that's what I'm into.
And, you know, it's funny that you say that, because when I was working for Tap Out, because I worked for Tap Out for 7 years, and I'm going to say it was about like 2007, 2008, that's when they were on top of the world. And, dude, we didn't even have to book anybody. People were calling us, hey, bro, can we get our fighter on, blah, blah, blah. So we went to Grappler's Quest when it was at Cal State Long Beach. And Josh Barnett was there. He had a couple of kids that were competing. So we said, hey, bro, you know, can we get you on air? He said, yeah, man, absolutely. So we got him on air, And all he wanted to talk about was Japanese wrestling, CMLL, and all kinds of – it was funny because he called my partner, the Unholy. He goes, you know what? You remind me a lot of Brazo de Plata body-wise. With Super Porky.
Oh,
and
wow.
Was,
yeah, golden arm,
actually,
bro. Super Porky. Watching in the WWF, you know?
Yeah,
Brazo de Plata. Oh, yeah.
He was actually, you know, very funny. And you know, when you see him, it's kind of intimidating. He's a big dude, man, or whatever. But we actually had, you know, a really good time having him on. But I got to tell you, man, you know, it's true. Like, when you can submit somebody like Dean Lister with it was like a head and arm choke, almost like a headlock that just squeezed him to death or whatever. I mean, it's crazy. And like you were saying, Sakuraba, when they would put him in pride, it would say, you know, representing pro wrestling. And him and when you're going to wrestle Minoru Suzuki and Minoru Suzuki gets in shape and wears the white, you know, you're in trouble. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that went back and forth. I mean, that was huge. Did you get to see that match, Adam?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, that's my jam. You know, when I kind of go to sleep, I go to sleep watching like old, like, you know, All Japan, New Japan, Pancrase stuff, you know, Pride stuff, you know, and it's weird. It soothes me as I, you know, head before I enter the Sandman, so to speak. That's the stuff that I'm into, and it's crazy because, like, you know, the love of combat sports, and you know, especially the one in the ring, right? The squared circle, not to be confused with BKFC, also has a squared circle, but it's taken me and you know, in places and rooms that I never thought I could be. You know, who would have thought that, right? Like, Halloween of, I believe it was 2021, coming out of lockdown. I think it was a week after Josh's Bloodsport show. And for those who don't know, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport is, you know, a production of GCW. But basically, Matt Riddle had the concept. It's no ropes, you know, ring, you know, almost a la a jiu-jitsu mat and what have you. It was similar to what they had at Metamoris, right?
Yeah.
And basically, the only way that you can win is KO or submission, right? So went to the show. You know, I'd been telling Josh every time I saw him, and I saw him pretty often, you know, during the course of my career, you know, being at fights, him cornering people or at wrestling events or even metal shows, you know?
Yeah.
And basically I was telling him, hey, you know, you need to bring it to L.A. So we, you know, he has two in L.A., one that happened – theoretically speaking, during COVID, at an undisclosed location. And then the second one he had at the Ukrainian Cultural Complex, which has become synonymous with GCW. And, you know, I'd interviewed, thanks to Josh, I'd interviewed quite a litany of people on the show, right? Like Josh Alexander, you know, what's his name? Alex Coughlin, Zeta Zhang. I mean, amazing people and tremendous competitors. But then they were like, hey, why aren't you backstage? And I was like, you know, I just bought a ticket to support my friend Josh, right? They're like, no, you come backstage. And then I literally come backstage and Josh is waving me over, full trunks and everything, and he's surrounded by our mutual friend Eddie Torres of the Rock and Roll Beer Guy podcast, also Comedy Store Wrestling podcast. Shout out to Eddie, but also Sean Waltman, the 123 Kid, Xbox, what have you, and Glenn Danzig of Danzig and Misfits, then Samain fame, right? So, and then he calls me over and we're talking. So a week later is Danzig's Halloween show, which is his last album. He sings Elvis, like Elvis covers. So he did that. And that was at the Hollywood Roosevelt in Hollywood. And then we get backstage. It's upstairs of the rooftop of the Hollywood Roosevelt. And it's me, Zeta Zhang, Josh Burnett, his gal Hannah, and Glenn Danzig serving us sake. And all we're talking about is, you know, Northeastern wrestling, you know, of the 70s and 80s and Japanese pro wrestling. And I'm all like, what is my life?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. It's weird how you you kind of fall into it or whatever. Just like things happen, and before you know it, that exactly what you're talking about. You know what I mean? They, hey, man, come backstage, and then they see that you're into it. You got the knowledge, and you're not just a knucklehead or whatever, and then they kind of feel comfortable with you. That's kind of the way it goes. But, okay, real quick for the people listening, you're here, yeah, UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. To get all the latest information, make sure you check that. I got Lance hanging over here with me, and we're talking to Adam Woods. Talk a little bit about getting into the business, you know, and how it kind of crosses over from pro wrestling into mixed martial arts and stuff like that. But that's we were talking about that earlier because I never thought that I would be working for Camel. You know what I mean? But it's funny because, you know, retiring from pro wrestling, because, you know, once you get old, the body gets beat up and all that. I was approached and they said, hey, you know, you've been doing this.
What are you talking about?
You've been doing this for a long time. So, and then that's how I ended up meeting up with Adam Woods again. You know, we did a show last Saturday for Knockout Promotions or whatever. And I see, hey, Adam, what's up? He's like, oh, damn, you really are Camel Inspector. Yeah. So it kind of, you never really, what's the word I'm looking for? You never really get out of the business. You know what I mean? You're always, you know, in it in some way or whatever. So it's to me, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I stay in the business. People like Adam Woods, people like Lance that are serious about the business. Now, I'll ask Lance, because I don't want to speak for him or whatever, and then we'll take it over to Adam. The whole reason why I stay in the business and we have shows like this and I keep it going is because I want it to be taken seriously, pro wrestling, as well as MMA. I want to be as professional as possible. I'll give you an example. When I was working for King of the Cage and I was, you know, doing the announcing, Dean Stone was the main announcer and I was the backup. And when they were double booked or he could make it, you know, I was doing like 12 shows a year. So when the UFC bought into King of the Cage, they said, hey, you know, we want to buy in because a lot of the fighters, we don't have the footage. And most of them started from King of the Cage, you know, blah. So we went under contract with them. Terry, the owner, said, hey, look, you know, they used to let us wear the black mock neck with the blazer and stuff. He said, now that we're, you know, with the UFC, I want everybody in coat and tie. You know, make sure you got your tie. Make sure you know, if you got a beard, make sure it's trimmed up and everything. And really kept it professional. And I'm like, see, that's what I'm talking about. You want to be as professional as possible. So that's my goal. I want people to take it serious because I've been a wrestler and I want people to have the respect. Because, you know, of course, Lance and Adam, the first thing you say, hey, I'm a pro wrestler. Oh, that fake stuff? And nothing annoys me more than that. So that's my reason for doing what I'm doing. So let me take it over to Lance. Give me your reasons too, Lance. I mean, I'm pretty sure you're pretty much on the same wavelength, but is that why you got into the business? Or, you know, talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, the main reason I got into the biz, I have a lot of respect for the craft, whether that's the bookers or that's the talent, you know, and I just have a lot of appreciation that needs to be. What my goal is, with the start of Bully Zone, as you know, when we started coming out in suits, going to local shows like bar wrestling with nothing but a full suit on and a standing room only crowd, yeah, it's because we planned on bringing professionals from back to indie wrestling. We don't want to call it indie wrestling anymore. It's a dirty name to me. I'd rather call it full-out independent wrestling. Like you said, it's like pro wrestling. You bring it out. You make it more established so that people know this isn't some indie junkyard fake stuff. This is independent professional wrestling, and that's how I like to always have it slated, because when you speak to people who don't watch wrestling, you let them know that this is what it actually is. If they want to, and people ask me, oh, isn't it that fake stuff? And I said, you want to be pile drives? And I'm notoriously known for botching pile drivers. I'm notorious. I'm at a 0-5 record, you know, but hey, I'll pile drive you, and you can tell me if you can walk after that and tell me if wrestling's fake. You know, I got a lot of respect for this business and the integrity of the business, and that's why I treat it so well. You know, so I'm always a professional. I'm always learning from my past mistakes. I have a lot of pride in this business, but I also have a lot of respect for it, so I want to return it to its former glory.
And I agree 100%. Now, Adam, I got to tell you, man, you know, I see a lot of stuff that goes on. I get it. You know, you have to be entertaining. You want to, you know, reach specific, you know, audiences or whatever. And I see it. But, you know, when I go, like, there's very few shows that I'll pay money to go see. But when New Japan's in town, buddy, I'm paying money to go see it. And it always delivers. Now, I went to the last one, and I got to tell you, man, seeing people like Zack Sabre Jr., you know, people, I'm like, man, these guys, you know, they got it. It just, for some reason, of course, once in a while they have a little bit of an entertainment thing or whatever, but it's pro wrestling mixed with, and Lance and I talked about this when he was going, when Zack Sabre Jr. was going hold to hold with Virus, and at the end people were standing up and applauding. I'm like, see, that's what I'm talking about. They didn't have to light their butt on fire or, you know, whatever, do a 450 splash. They wrestled and people were like, well, dude, that was awesome. That was, you know, very respectful or whatever. Although it is a little bit of a different audience, that's kind of what I'm talking about. You kind of get what I'm saying, Adam, how we want to kind of keep it professional?
Absolutely. And, you know, professional, I think, is subjective, right? You know, for Lance, and I've bore witness to Lance, you know, wearing his full-on suit, you know,
yep,
looking the part of almost a la Mean Gene, you know. But also, you know, like for me, right, there are times where I don't think anybody knows who I am, right? So I'm kind of inconspicuous, right? And just and almost a la Robin Black, you know, of the Canadian MMA reporter and what have you. But like, that dude looks like a rock star, right? So I will wear something that would make me stand a little bit out, but then, you know, kind of inconspicuous. Like I kind of don't want to be noticed. And it's wild because, like, when people are like, hey, Woods interview, what have you, right? And then kind of go into it, I think it's just as professional, right? You know, Macho Man versus Bret the Hitman Hart, what is it, August of 87 on Saturday night's main event. That was my first introduction to any combat sports, right? And I saw that as a kid that liked, you know, Mighty Mouse and Spider-Man and all that jazz. And I saw everything that I loved about that, you know, the cartoon, Marvel, comic book heroes, in Bret Hart, part of the Hart Foundation, managed by Jimmy Hart, and Danny Davis with his brother-in-law, you know, Jim the Anvil Nine Hart, that looked like an anvil, you know,
yeah,
and then Macho Man and Liz, you know, and right, then that kind of garnered me into anything that was in a ring and later a cage, right? So,
right,
you know, when Tyson, you know, comes on the scene, or Julio Cesar Chavez Sr., or Thomas the Hitman Hearns, you know, come on the scene. And even when I was in my teenage years, like, you know, Felix Trinidad and Pacquiao and what have you, I was engaged, right? And then
right,
when Dan Severn walks onto WWF TV with belts that are not Vince's, right, and flanked by Jim Cornette, I was like, who's this guy? And I, even at that point, I fancied myself as a bit of a wrestling historian, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like, wait, Vince doesn't allow that. And wait, you know, Jim Ross is saying the UFC? Is that like WCW? Is that like ECW? Like, I thought I knew all the wrestling promotions. And I begged my dad to go to Hollywood Video in Inglewood. You know, like, hey, can I get this tape? And he was like, it's too violent. So I got like a Charles Bronson Death Wish, like 7, with like a gun on the packaging, right? And I was
yeah,
like, hey, Dad, one of the two, and he lets me get the UFC. And I see Dan Severn do the same thing to, like, what we thought was the tough guys, the barroom brawlers, the karate guys, the
right,
boxers and whatever. And Dan Severn is just dumping them on the head, right? The
yeah,
same thing, right? I, you know, to me, the Harts were the pinnacle of what pro wrestling could be, you know, and having styles that, you know, I'm Owen more than Bret could talk, you know, and be the heel and what have you. Bret let all of his talking, you know, be done when he stepped through those ropes, you know, and walked down that aisle, right? So when I saw Dan Severn do the same thing that he was doing to the barroom brawlers and whatever to, like, Owen Hart, and my mind was blown. I was just like, this is the youngest of the Harts. Is, you know, all of his brother-in-laws are wrestlers, his brothers are wrestlers, his dad's a wrestler, and what have you. And when Dan Severn does it in both pro wrestling and in what would become MMA, I was just like, Dan Severn is the truth, right?
Yeah.
So to me, carrying those stories and what have you, to me, it's a degree of professionalism, you know? And
right,
and again, that's what I say, it's subjective. You know, it's in the eye of the beholder.
Right, and then that's when people started taking it seriously. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, this dude's a real wrestler,
yep,
or whatever. We're running up against the clock, so Adam, I got to tell you, man, you got to come down to the show. Big show coming up. It's going to be United Wrestling Council. It's called Step Up. It's going to be Sunday, August 27th, right back at Metroplex Gym. Adam, man, we'd love for you to come down, check out the show for sure, man. You can, you know, tell us what you think. Manny and I go back and forth because he does put a lot into it, like, for the show, like the pyro and stuff like that. And we butt heads about that. But then I have people come up to me and go, dude, that wasn't just wrestling. That was a show. And, you know, so well, how about you come down on the 27th, check out the show, and then you can give us your thoughts. How about that?
All right. Be there, be square.
Ah, perfect. Well, I'll be in touch. I'll make sure that I get you the details so you can come down and check it out. Real quick before we get out of here, give us some of that social media that you're on so people can follow you.
Yeah, it's you're going to find the Principal Podcast on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. That Principal Podcast being the According to Woods podcast. You know, I've had the likes of Josh Barnett, a former Impact World Champion, Josh Alexander, Simon Gotch of NXT Vaudevillains fame, Ashley Evans-Smith, who's fighting Saturday after a two-year return. So According to Woods on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch is where you can find the Principal Podcast. And then According to Woods on literally all the social medias. When I'm not doing the podcasting, interviewing things, it's dumb memes. So thank you. You're welcome, and I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you coming on. We look forward to seeing you coming down to the show on the 27th, and definitely check out these podcasts, man. It's another person that wants to, you know, get it out there and let everybody know that this is serious work, man. It takes a lot, you know, just to get it going, and especially with Lance with us now, he sees what it's like behind the scenes to get stuff going and all that, and it does take a lot. So I appreciate you coming on, Adam. We'll talk to you real soon. Hopefully we'll see you down there on the 20th. All right, my man?
The pleasure's all mine. Thank you for the opportunity, folks.
All right, you got it. Adam Wins, everybody. We'll be right back after this. Make sure you check him out. It's funny because I catch a lot of slack, and I've said this before, you know, I catch a lot of slack for people like, you know, let's take China, for instance, or maybe even Eddie Guerrero or whatever, because, you know, they're where people want to be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're at the top of the food chain, man. You're in shape. You know, you've got all this fame and money, and you work so hard to get there. To give it up like on drugs and you know, to just go off the deep end, like it's kind of hard for me to feel sorry, you know, for people like that or whatever. You kind of get what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
you feel that way, or you think you're just being a big baby?
I mean, it's all in the eye of the beholder. I think Adam definitely changed my perspective of a lot of things. He got me thinking in my existential form now. Now I got to double question myself and everything around me. So
yeah.
Everything now is being seen through two lenses. That's Adam's Wood effects. You know, he's definitely the kind of guy that makes you open your eyes and experience wrestling a different way. Like I said, I thought I was the pinnacle of professionalism. And then just hearing that man talk, now I'm second guessing what I think is anything. So a little floored at the moment. Don't mind me.
especially now, because you know you've been behind the scenes. You see what it takes. You see if they call at the last minute and say, "Hey, bro, you know my ring got stolen," and you know at 8 o'clock in the morning on show day, we're calling trying to get a ring and you know putting stuff together. It takes a lot. Anybody can rent a ring and put whoever you know in that ring or whatever. But if you want to do a show and you want to do it right and you want to be taken seriously, it takes a lot. You know what I'm saying? And not only a lot of time, it takes a lot of money. You know, I have to keep certain people on a certain budget, so it's kind of hard for me to, you know, to kind of keep everything on track or whatever. So we'll divulge on that a little bit later. But right now, for the people listening to us, you're here, you're on UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. On the line with us right now, the man himself, Moizilla. Moizilla, how are you, friend?
Oi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, hey, it is I, the heavy metal kaiju, Moizilla.
I got my boy Lance here with me. We've been talking a lot of wrestling right now, but real quick, say hi to Moizilla, Lance.
Hey, Moizilla, how you doing today, boss? Good hand from you.
Oh, I'm good.
I got to tell you, man, we're going to talk a little bit about this big match coming up, but I got to give you the background. I know you're not too familiar with the show or whatever, but, you know, when we first put this together, the United Wrestling Council, Manny and I, you know, we both trained with Pistol back in the day, and we wanted to keep the tradition going, you know, after he passed away and all that. So Manny, you know, we're going to have this big tag team tournament, and we did that. And then we said, you know, we're gonna have this, you know, matches for the belt, you know, for the United Wrestling Council World Championship or whatever. So he said, you know, Drew Masters has been putting in his time, man, and he is the ultimate underdog. So let's give him a shot at the belt. And he ends up winning. You know, he won the belt. He's the United Council champion and all that. So we said, okay, you know, cool, man. We were thinking the ultimate upset, and it actually was. He actually, you know, worked his way from the bottom and made it up there. So we're like, okay, cool. Guerrero Nuclear, the Samoan Shooter, AJ Mana, they're all trying to get that title shot or whatever. But then Manny comes up to me and says, hey, man, you know, Moizilla wrestled Drew, and he ended up beating him. And so I think that guy deserves the title shot. And I'm like, well, I know I was there at the match, you know, and all that. I said, but that's kind of cutting line. He says, well, line cutting or whatever, if you're, you know, to win over the champ, regardless, disqualification, or you pin him 1-2-3 or submit or whatever, he's got to be next in line. So this is it, bro. I mean, it's like when he said that, I said, well, you're right. You know, you're 100% right. So now it's all come to fruition. It's going to be Moizilla versus Drew Masters for the United Wrestling Council World Heavyweight Championship. It's going to be Sunday, August 27th. It's going to be at the Metroplex Sports Complex in the city of Hawaiian Gardens. So, you know, before we get into talking some other rest and all that, talk a little bit about that. I mean, I think it's well-deserved for you, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, me and Drew, you know, we know a bit of each other. We actually train a bit in the same place. But you're right. He is an underdog, but he did beat an Aquaman, which,
yes,
you know, Aquaman, he's a good competitor. I shared the ring with him a couple times, so that's a big win for him. But like you said, I beat the champ already, so I absolutely deserve this championship title opportunity. Drew Masters, so, if you're listening... Yes.
Real
Drew
quick,
Masters,
before
if
we
you listening,
before
yes,
you call him out and say what you're going to say, okay? Here's the thing, because we were talking before we went on air. Lance and I were talking before we went on air, and Lance, you can confirm this. Okay, you have a win over him, so let's say, you know, it does come to fruition, and you get that second win, and you're the United Wrestling Council World Heavyweight Champion. Dude, that's an automatic target on your back, just like what happened with Drew. People running for him, just like you ended up winning. So, Lance, with that being said, if he does beat Drew, he's going to be a targeted man. You've got a few people waiting in the wings yourself, so he's got to be on his A game, right, Lance?
Oh, yeah. As we spoke to Drew a couple weeks ago, there's already a line. The line is already getting longer by the week of people just waiting and waiting for an opportunity to strike at the UWC Heavyweight Champion. So whether that's Drew Masters or you, Moizilla, I hope that you keep your head on a swivel, because you don't know when the next person's going to come after you.
Yeah. You kind of feel that, Moizilla?
Hey, I'm always ready. So if there's a long line, we'll bring them. That's what it takes to be a champion, right?
Right.
And I know a thing or two about being a champion. I'm already a champion. I'm the VWE International Champion. been so since January. So I know what it takes to become a champion and to defend it.
And that's a big difference between you and Drew Masters, because Drew Masters has just won the title. You, as you just stated, you've been carrying that title for over 7 months now. You know what it's like to be a fighting champion. You know what it's like to get down and dirty and take advantage of your opponents. So I believe personally, in my opinion, you can take this one to the bank, if you know what I'm saying. I offered Drew Masters assistance and guidance because he's going to go down a hard road. He's going up, he's an uphill battle, and he's got slick boots on. But he wants to learn the hard way, so I hope you can humble him out a little bit.
Hey, man. If you lose your title, Drew, you could always get in back of the line and start over. There's no shame in that.
That's exactly what's going to happen. You lose that belt, you got to start over from again, because there's a lot of people. We were comparing it to when you're on the freeway and there's a big old long line and just come out of that outside lane, cut everybody off, and get straight to the head of the line and ended up doing the damage to get that title shot. So real quick for the people listening to this, it's going to be a huge match. It's already been out there. People have been talking about it. I've already been getting emails and messages and stuff like that. It's going to be Sunday, August 27th. It's going to be Moisilla versus Drew Masters for the United Wrestling Council World Heavyweight Wrestling Championship. So make sure you come down and check that out. Doors open at 2:30. Match is going to be at 3. Huge show. Metroflex, when we always have the shows down there, it's packed. It's, you know, got everything going. And Lance, as you know, got the pony rides too. We've got to make sure we throw that in. So if you want to bring the kids,
the hussy,
you got to get in there and check that out. So, Moisilla, I'm running up against the clock. Can you hang for the news real quick while I take a quick break, or you got to go?
Let me see. I got about 5 minutes. If
okay, perfect. That's all we need. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back with the news. Moisilla is going to hang with us real quick. We'll be right back. Hang on, everybody. Myself and of course Bully Lance over here. No Sonia today, so no news. So I'm going to take care of the news today. Since we have Moisilla with us, don't forget, big show coming up. It's going to be Sunday, August 27th, right back at Metroflex Gym. It's going to be the champion himself, Drew Masters, taking on Moisilla, who's been doing damage over at VWE. He's going to be taking the championship. He's already got a victory over him, so he's coming in with a lot of confidence. Now, real quick, since we're running up against the clock, I got to tell you, and we'll start with our friend Moisilla, who's got the big title shot coming up, and we'll bring it over to Lance. I think the stupidest thing on earth, with the dumbest idea ever, if you have an AEW world champion that's supposed to be one of the top companies that's going today, why would you put him with Adam Cole and put him in a tournament for the tag team champions? That is the stupidest thing. Let me tell you something. Ric Flair, when he was the NWA champion and when he was in his prime, you would never even think or consider putting him in a tag team match to win the tag team belts or whatever, because he was the man. He was the singles champion, the world champion that everybody was gunning for. So why they're doing this, I have no idea. It's just the stupidest, dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. So let's take it over to our special guest, Moisilla, who's got the big title shot coming up. Give me your thoughts on that.
Thoughts? Actually, I don't even watch wrestling. Well, I don't watch AEW or WWE. Just don't have time to do any of that. I'm always out and about training all the time, you know. TV is like, I got to cut something off of my life, you know. Got to get better in, you know, other stuff, especially in wrestling, you know.
Well,
I got the wrestling going on. I got the – yes?
Let's put it this way. I mean, you go over on Drew Masters, not only are you going to be holding the UWC world belt, you'll be holding the VWE international belt. So you got, you know, you got to stay on your game. You got to be training. You got to make sure you're in the gym. You got to make sure you're eating right. You got to make sure, you know, everything. So you're not going to have no time to be going after a tag team belt, right? You're keeping a straight and narrow path to that world title, right?
Absolutely.
See, and
only
and
have a little bit of time in the day, and I use it to, you know, better myself, get better at wrestling, training, everything.
Right, and that's why
sacrifices, you know.
Right, and that's why you are the WWE International Champion and going straight, cutting the line and going straight to UWC because you're on your A game. So that's what I'm talking about. So let's take over to Lance. Lance, give me your thoughts on that. It's just, to me, it just makes no sense whatsoever. Let's say he does win the world tag team titles over FTR, that they go all the way. What does that say about your company? One man is not only holding the world heavyweight belt, but he's holding the tag team belts. I mean, it's got to say that your company is lacking thereof of talent or something, right?
Well, yeah, from a company, I like to say they're far from WWE. Here they are now with the Roman Reigns effect, thinking how many belts can we put on MJF? And to be honest, it's not what I was looking for, you know what I mean? It's not the style of work I'm looking for. It's not what I'm expecting. You have a roster that's really deep and full of wrestlers, but you continue the same handful of wrestlers. I think that hurts the product more than helping it. But knowing MJF, who knows what's going to happen? I have my own little left field thoughts. I don't think this is going to be a real teamwork, a real partnership. I think he might be in an attempt to screw him over, but that's just me. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I can understand or whatever, but it just, to me, it's just dumb. It's tilting the intelligence of the wrestling world. But anyways, Mozilla, you know, I got to tell you, man, you're making waves, bro. People have been emailing me. They've been messaging me. They're like, man, I got to come and see this Mozilla. If he can cut the line and get ahead of people like Guerrero Nuclear, you know, AJ Mana, Gayam, you know, people like that, and Aquaman himself, you know, just to be able to be right up there and get that title shot, it says something about you putting in the time and getting the work done. So we definitely look forward to Mozilla. Big match coming up against Drew Masters is going to be Sunday, August 27th, right back at Metroflex. Mozilla, we look forward to seeing you then. All right, my man?
All right. I'll see you guys there.
Okay, Mozilla, everybody, make sure you check him out. Dude's making waves, got a big title match coming up. We'll be right back with this to close everything up. All right, everybody, we'll be right back. Make sure you check out Mozilla. A very few words, man. I think this guy's focused and he's ready to take it to Drew Masters. But you know, when I'm talking to Lance and I see him and we're talking off the air or whatever, I can see the wheels spinning on this man. He's like, dude, doesn't matter who wins. I got, you know, Warhog in my pocket. I got, you know, Red Spider Rudo, who's the biggest man on earth, and I got Silver Tiger, who's got more you know, been around for so long or whatever. He's got more intelligence than any other wrestler or whatever. So I can see he's like, okay, yeah, let's just see what happens. So I know you can't divulge too much, Lance, but you definitely got stuff in the world, right?
Oh yeah. There's always plans being made. There's always actions being taken. There's always movements behind the shadows, as they say. So when it comes down to the Beast of War, you don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah. I got to be honest, Lance is, you know, more than likely going to start taking over because with what I got going on, you know, like it starts scaling back and scaling back, and then Lance keeps stepping up and stepping up. So, you know, this dude's about to take over the world or whatever. So
Well, if you don't mind me telling everybody.
Go for it. Go for it.
Okay, so earlier when we found out Sonya wasn't going to be here, you know, we found out through Manny, and I wanted to take the initiative and say, yo, Fabi, you don't need to be here either. And I think I rubbed his feathers the wrong way. I think that's why he's put me on blast right now. But yes, I am inching every day, every week for a little more control, a little more power, just a little bit more to show what I'm capable of and what I can bring to the UWC table. So as you said, Fabi, if you ever need to take a day, a week, a month off, you don't have to worry because you know the radio is going to be in good hands with me.
I am 100% extremely comfortable with leaving the show in the hands of Bully Lance because he has the experience. I wouldn't have done it before if I did it. I mean, when it came time to do the interviews with Guyam and getting ready for the big show, that was the first person I called. You know, and I've actually had him a few times. He's done some stuff for us when we did some live broadcast over at NutriShop in Long Beach or whatever. So it's not like he doesn't know what he's doing. And the man has a passion. He has pretty much the same passion that I do is to get the word out that professional wrestling is a sport to be taken seriously. You know, that's why, you know, I have Lance on, and that's why I talk about him. And people say, oh, he's just trying to get in the spotlight and he just wants to go to a table to show how tough he is now. And that's part of it. But hold on. I got to go smoke a cigarette. That's why I have him on, so that he can get the word out there. So I am definitely comfortable doing that. So for the people listeners, don't forget Big Show coming up Sunday, August 27th. Going to be right back at Metroflex Gym. And we're going to be having a big photo shoot at Paul's Photos. I'm trying to get the stuff together. You know, Lance, I got to go to San Diego, so my time is limited. So if I can get there early, I'll try to set everything up so we can do a live broadcast so the people who can't come down or whatever, they'll be able to hear it, and they can kind of get the gist of what we got going on over at Paul's Photos. All right, my man?
Sounds good.
All right, man. So I will hopefully see you Saturday. Hopefully you can make it down. If not, we'll be right back here next Thursday as we progress. So many wrestlers that want to get on the show so that they can promote it. You know, it's going to be Azrael and I'm sorry, Azrael. That's a different show. It's going to be the Unholy and Rudo Ram versus Mr. Work in Progress and Lou Alfaro. So they've all been wanting to get on the show. And, of course, the first match is going to be Legendaro versus Cali. So all those guys are like, bro, let me get on. I want the people to come and see me and everything. So we'll make sure we get them on as we progress and keep moving forward. All right, Lance?
Sounds good. I'm excited to see everyone and hear their opinions as we walk into UWC Presents Unannounced, because we're still working on that title name. Am I right, my man?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Step Up. We submitted everything for the flyer, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be Step Up. But we'll as soon as that thing is set in stone, we'll make sure and let everybody in. For the people listeners at UWC, watch out, man. I'm telling you, I see Lance working behind the scenes. He's got a lot of stuff in the works to get some of these guys out here. So, Lance, hopefully I'll see you Saturday, and I'll see you right back here on Thursday, and we'll see everybody for sure right back here on Thursday. Oh, my goodness, guess what, Lance? I got the wrong thing booted up. I almost took us out with the crunk. All right. We'll see everybody next Thursday.
Take care.